These.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
Yep, that's what it is. Pro Picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. This is where we stand. We were all 1-2 last week. But Don and Peter's one was a two-pointer. My one was a one-pointer. So I lost ground. Peter's in first place at 28 and 26, 57 points overall. Don close behind at 29 and 25. Better record, but didn't allocate the points as well. He's at 56 points. And I'm in the Last Chance Saloon right now. I'm at 527 and 27, 53 points, four behind Peter and three behind Don. So the order of the standings is the order that we will pick because Peter and Don had the same week last week, but Peter's in front. So, Peter, you go first. And we will pick all four games with a 3-2 and 2-1 points.
Well, guys, here we go. Down the stretch. Let's see. I'll start with my 1-point plays. I've been going back and forth between Kansas City and Cleveland, and all year I basically bet against Kansas City. I think once early in the first month when I was terrible, I bet Kansas City to cover. They never came close, and then I noticed they never covered and completely stayed away from them. RJ Bell gave us the stat a couple of days ago. They covered like once the entire season, or they were 1-8 down the stretch. They were terrible covering the spread. This is a big number, 10.5. I am really not sure which Cleveland we get. But if they can dominate the run game, chew up some clock, and maybe get a good start, we know Kansas City has the possibility, at least this season, of starting slow. I'll go with Cleveland for a 1-pointer, getting 10.5 points. My other 1-pointer would be the Green Bay Packers. We're all on the same page. We love the Packers to win. We love the Packers to advance to the Super Bowl.
This Ballard.
That's right. Shouts to Ballard. This is a very good football team, an easy team to root for, and this is probably Aaron Rodgers' best shot. I mean, who knows how much longer he lasts. He's playing great ball this year, but he's got a great shot at a championship this year. I'll take the Packers, given 6.5. I'm not sure if they'll cover that number. That's why I didn't allocate more to it, but I like them to win enough that I'm going to stay with them at the 6.5. My 2-point play would be the Buffalo Bills, another game that I have gone back and forth with all week. However, I like this Bills team a lot. I like them to compete with Kansas City next week, so how could I not like them right now? You're right, Michael. Everyone seemed to change their mind about Baltimore overnight because of a great performance from Lamar Jackson. But honestly, apples to apples, I just think this Bills team is better. It's under a field goal. I'll go with the Buffalo Bills for my 2-pointer. And that would make my 3-point play Tampa Bay. Yeah, the Bucs weren't special last week against Washington, but they did enough. Antonio Brown has come around and is actually a threat you now have to worry about, in addition to Godwin, Gronkowski, Evans. They can run the ball well with Fournette. They have an incredible linebacker core that's supposed to be back and healthy this week. This is a challenging team. They haven't been consistent, but it's a rivalry. It's a divisional game, which tends to stay close, period. And frankly, I just don't know exactly if the Saints are the Saints this year. The Saints could win, but I think it's a field goal if it is that, and I'll take the Bucs for my 3-point play. Bucs for 3, Bills for 2, Pack and Browns for 1.
Don, it's your turn.
All right. I'll give you my 1-point plays first. Ravens at the Bills. Hey, listen, it's a toss-up. I can see either one of these going. That's why I'm only going with a point. But Peter and I have been on this bandwagon for the last month. I think that going into the playoffs, they were the best team in football. They still won the game against Indianapolis. I'm not going to get scared off because they didn't cover the number. It's 2.5, so basically you're picking a winner. And the thing is that before the Bills didn't cover last week, they had covered 8 straight weeks. Ravens have covered 7 straight weeks, so something's going to have to give here. But because I had so much faith in the Bills going in, I'm going to stick with that faith. They're my 1-point play. My other 1-point play, I'm going to go against Peter in this one. I'm going to go Saints. I was back and forth on this. That's why it's a 1-point play. But let's not forget even though it was before, it was week 9 and then early in the season on opening day, Saints still won by double digits in both games against the Buccaneers in the regular season. And I think the Saints will do something the Redskins didn't do last week, and that's dial up the pressure. Peter, you admitted that Jack Del Rio didn't have a great game, exposed the secondary. I think the Saints will learn from that, put pressure on Brady, and I think Breeze will be Breeze, because let's not forget, his next loss will be his last one because he's not coming back next year. I think the Saints advance to the championship game and cover the 3.5. Those are my 2 1-point plays. My 2-point play. You know, Kansas City is not covered since November 9th against the Jets. Now, Andy Reid, after buys in Kansas City, is 8-3, but 6-5 against the spread. 10.5 is a big number. I think almost disrespectful to Cleveland. Mike Tannenbaum says they'll run the ball. That'll keep Mahomes off the field. Chiefs win, but not by 10.5. That's my 2-point play. My 3-point play is just off of sheer entertainment, because I could see the Rams, I could see the Packers. I think this is a toss-up at 6.5. But you know what? For a 3-point play, I want to sit back and enjoy the game and root for Aaron Rodgers to score points. I don't want to root for Aaron Rodgers not to score.
No.
Because I think even against the team as good defensively as the Rams, I want to root for Aaron Rodgers to make something happen in his own building, in the cold. And I don't know how the Rams are going to score a ton of points with Goff at quarterback. I'm not thrilled with it. I'm not thrilled with any of these as a 3-point play, but I'll say the Packers cover the 6.5, win the game. Maybe it's just 7, but enough for it to be my 3-point play. So Packers for 3, Browns for 2, Saints and Bills for 1.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, not a great slate, I think, this week. And I thought last weekend's games were more intriguing and more fun to pick. These are nail-biters. So here are my 1-point plays. I'm going to take the Bills over the Ravens. I can't forget how everybody just destroyed the Ravens before they won last week. And they didn't win by a lot. They didn't win by a lot at all. I mean, Tennessee was there until the last drive. So I think the Bills are an outstanding team. The weather is going to be cold. It shouldn't affect the Ravens that much, but there could be some snow in Orchard Park. I think the Bills are built for this. They had that bad playoff loss last year. They're making up for it as well, so I take the Bills and I give 2.5. My other 1-point play, I'm going to get the Browns. Browns are going to take the 10.5 points. I think the Chiefs win this game. Although, no less an authority than Odell Beckham Jr. said, don't be surprised if we go there and win. He's not part of them right now, other than he does get paid by them, but he will not be traveling with them, so he will not be handing out any money to the Browns. Remember, the Chiefs in their past 8, 1-6-1 against the spread. My 2-point play, it's the Rams. I'm going to take the 6.5 points and think that they'll stay close to the pack. I think Devontae Adams could get shut down by Jalen Ramsey, so that cuts off half of the field. This guy is a Darrell Revis sort of player. That's how good he is, and he was effective last week as well. One of the best receivers in football, completely shut down. Metcalf was not a factor. I think that's going to be the situation here. I don't think you shut the Packers down completely with that connection, but if you slow it down, you keep the score down, it's going to be cold. I'm like Don. I don't love the fact that Goff is going to be the quarterback. You don't know what you're going to get from him, so I'll flip a coin and say hopefully they get something. That's my 2-point play. And my 3-point play, I'm taking the Saints.
Oh, wow.
They beat the Bucs twice.
Wow.
34-23 at home. Then in Tampa, they beat them 38-3. People say the Bucs are better. Are they that much better? And I think when you look at the coaches, all due respect to Don and Peter, the coach of the Saints is better than the coach of the Bucs. So I think he'll scheme something. 3.5 is not that much. And I think it's that low because of the legend of Tom Brady, who I'm a big fan of as well. But Drew Brees is certainly not a chump. So I'm going to take the Saints. I am going to give the 3.5, and that is going to be a huge, huge game between me and Peter, because that's a 3-point play for Peter the other way.
It's a monster game.
And the monster game for me with Don is the Packer game. Because that's his three and that's my two.
Yeah.
So those are the ones to look at over the weekend.
Moving day indeed.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.